Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all the best people I know. Yes, that would definitely be you. It is so awesome to be with you today. I consider it a privilege and an honor to be able to meet you every week, a couple times a week. Today, the sun is shining in the greater Boston area. Wow, that's like the eighth wonder of the world. We've been in so much rain recently. So it's not only sun shining on the airwaves because you're here, it's just all around, which is such a good thing. And today is going to be all sunshine, smiles, love sprinkles. Oh, I love this lady, April Claxton. She is phenomenal. It's a privilege to be able to call her my friend. I adore her. I respect her. She's all about the movement within, which is where you can find your peace and your happiness. And I'm going to read her bio to you, and you can speak to her live, because she is an intuitive as well, 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. And I encourage you to take advantage of speaking to April live, because that's not something you can always do. She's going to help us today with self-love, self-esteem, all those things that come from within to help us be our best. So get ready for a great show, because this is truly going to be good change happening. I wanted to ask you, if you could, to like us on the front of our BTR page. That helps get the word out about us. If you follow us, then you'll get the worry-free updates in case I add a show. Like tonight, we have an extra show on this evening. And I don't usually have shows on Wednesday, but we have April here. So, of course, we're going to have a special show for her because she's a special lady. So it just gives you choices. And I want to thank everybody as well for such a successful Motivation Marathon on Saturday. You can still get through the end of today the replay if you go to motivationmarathon.com and sign up. It'll automatically give you the replays. But just so many great things happening. You know, there's so many great people in the world who want to make a difference. So let's get on with the show today. Acclaimed intuitive life coach, author, radio host, and motivational speaker, April Claxton has captivated hearts worldwide. April's path has not always been easy. April discovered the value and necessity of lessons learned as a recovering food addict who has endured years of emotional, physical, and mental abuse. She learned the true meaning of, quote-unquote, self. She discovered that everything, don't you love that? Everything, not some things, everything has purpose. And there ultimately is hope for life and joy for all of us. There is also truly life after life. She is an open book because she believes that we are all here to learn and experience life through each other. Doesn't that just feels so comforting to me. Today, Claxton is a valued intuitive life coach and author of The Movement Within, 8 Steps to Ignite the Movement Within You, The Power of Self-Love, and the highly praised children's book, Good Night, Just the Same. And she's also host of the new hit CBS radio show, The Movement Within, which is very exciting. So she's really reaching people all over the country. Her life's work is to help people discover their own true potential within themselves, lifting humanity one heart at a time. April brings us hope, healing, and validation by encouraging us to move within. And each one of us needs to connect with April today at themovementwithin.com. But also, if you go to her Facebook page, and she has thousands of fans there, and she updates it regularly. You can go to Facebook, and you can find the Movement Within and just like her. I'm a member of that, and I love it, and I know that you will too. And it is a privilege, a pleasure, and I am just smiling ear to ear to introduce April Claxton to everybody. Hi, April. How are you today?
I am wonderful. What an amazing introduction. Thank you so much.
You are an amazing lady doing amazing things, so you have to have a beautiful introduction like that.
Thank
I could have
you.
Written more about you, but, you know, there was only 2,000 characters that they gave me in the BTR page, so I was limited.
No, thank you. Absolutely. It really is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Normally, I'm interviewing people, so to be on the hot seat, I love it. It's exciting.
Well, I'm excited that I'm the one that's able to interview you because, you know, I really love what you're about. You really do walk your talk. You are so transparent, and you have so many gifts and talents that God's given you, and I just think that there's a lot of things we could talk about to start out, but I would love for you to define, for someone listening who isn't already a great fan and follower of yours, what exactly do you mean about the Movement Within?
The Movement Within, first of all, it's the hardest thing anybody is ever going to have to do because most of us, you know, run the other way when we have to face ourselves. Anyway, you know, a lot of people are very positive, oh, I love myself and I am confident. And but the minute they sit down and actually start to go through the layers and they actually have to start showing up in their own lives and include themselves in the equation, they disappear. In fact, most people will use relationships, addictions. The list can go on and on to distract themselves from who they really are because that's frightening to be exactly who you are. There's no guarantees, so it's really the unknown. But when we actually go inside and we start to say, hi, me, who are you? What do you like? What do you not? You know, when we start to give ourselves a voice and we listen to that voice, all of a sudden, all of those dots start to become linked. All of those things that we desire, there's a feeling of most of us feel this disconnect. Like we show up every day, we get up, we brush our teeth, we go to work, we've got a great partner. We just feel like there's something missing. Well, that one thing is ourselves. So when we start to move within who we are, all of a sudden we can start to live from the inside out and allow life to reward us. So that pretty much is it in a nutshell. We move within. In fact, life requires movement. Growth requires movement. So if many of us are trying to move externally and we're not tapping in to us and including ourselves, we kind of feel like we missed the boat. So it really is a matter of, you know, who do you love? Well, you love you first. And that's it in a nutshell. Really, that's the movement within.
And, you know, it really is the way that we need to look at life in every single way, no matter, you know, it's a timeless message. And I know with addictions, you mentioned that, and I think it's really powerful because I think that whether you're looking for somebody else, a relationship to make you happy, to give you what you want, it can be food, it can be alcohol, it can be a relationship, it can be work, it can be, you know, people on porn. We've been seeing all this stuff in the news these days. I mean, it can be anything, right? Anything that's an abnormal necessity in life that we feel we can't function without. But that idea that you challenge us with, that those addictions on the outside are really an indication, a stop sign, a red flag, that there's a spiritual illness from within. And to keep, you know, to throw good money at bad, that idea that we keep looking for more outside, we'll never get the peace, the healing. It has to come from within because those weeds keep coming up in my garden unless I get that root out. And what you're saying is that those weeds that we see, those addictions, those things on the outside, they are really roots from within our heart, something that we're not accepting and loving and healing with in our own self relationship. Am I getting that correct?
You know, absolutely. Most of us, and it's not even a blame thing, because most of us think, well, you know, I already had an idea that I was doing it wrong, and thank you, April Claxton, for confirming that. But you know what? It's not a blame thing, because we talk to ourselves horribly, abusively, and negatively as it is. It's a matter of saying, you know what? My parents were not always taught the best coping skills. So how could they teach me the best coping skills? And you know what? It's okay that I wasn't taught how to love myself completely. It's okay that I wasn't taught how to be confident and excited about things, and I wasn't taught to let go of things I had no control over. It's okay to be who I am right where I am, because this is the only place where you can shift and change all of these negative patterns. So we have to be a little more forgiving to ourselves. We've heard the term emotional and verbal abuse, and unfortunately, it's out there, and you can't always see the scars of emotional and verbal abuse. But what gets me the most is, yes, we're experiencing it from partners and even coworkers or parents, or even some parents experience it from their own children. What is more important is pay attention to the way you are verbally and emotionally abusing yourself. So there's a lot of self-sabotage. It's a matter of just flipping it. Let's flip the negative. It is what it is. And now let's be proactive and let's take responsibility and be honest, and let's really make a dynamic change in our lives moving forward.
One of the things that, and we have such a busy, I want to thank everybody, all our regular listeners, and we have new people. We have so many people in the chat room, April. They are just loving you, and I just want to thank the regulars, Candy O'Donnell, who has one of my favorite BTR radio show. So, you know, you can check her out and her radio show, Candy O'Donnell, and then some of our regulars, Flute, Miss Pretty, some other people, and tons of guests. So if you have a question for April, 347-637-1318, please, please, please speak to her. She is a love, as you can tell. But I want to get back to what you said about our self-talk, because that really is we have to be with ourselves 24/7, which means that we're with ourselves more than anybody else in our life. So we better start with there, which is the movement within. And you really ask us to spend time listening to how we talk to ourselves without judgment, and then moving from there. Now, if people don't already know this, Melody Beattie, who is one of the top selling authors and experts in codependency, she's endorsed and actually written quite a bit about April's work. Melody Beattie from Codependent No More, she's endorsed this book that April's written. April's written a couple, and she has a new children's book out. But let's just talk a little bit about the lives that your book has been changing with the movement within, the 8 steps to ignite the movement within you. Because self-talk is one of those things you discuss, and I'm just wondering if you can share with the listeners today some practical things that you would like them to be aware of in this time together.
Absolutely. I wrote my first book. I mean, from the time I was little, I wrote. I've been writing and writing and writing, and I knew one day I would write a book. I was invited last summer to speak to a group of juveniles who are in a substance abuse program, and they are in a lockup facility. I was invited by Kimberly West from Allow Your Spirit to Soar, and I said to God, I kind of sat in my own meditation, I said, are you serious? You know, how am I going to talk to these boys, these babies who have probably gone through some traumatic stuff I will never see in my lifetime? And all of a sudden, I do a lot of automatic channel writing. So I started writing and writing, and I came up with 8 steps that I wanted to talk to these guys about. And I did the speech, and people started coming up to me. I used to teach a class at the time, the Movement Within Experience, And I took each one of those steps, and I took a whole class to talk about each step, and people kept saying, please put it in a book. So I did, and each chapter is its own step. And at the end of each chapter, I list 10 questions, which I call food for thought, to get you thinking about how you are with each individual step. Because I can't do the thinking for you, but I will try as hard as I can to urge you, encourage you to jar your thinking process. So the Movement Within, 8 Steps to Ignite the Movement Within You, is a lot of people will tell me, April, this is great. How do I do it? How do I do it? I can't. Well, this book is going to walk you through how to do it. And I don't care if you're doing 12 steps, 8 steps, 55 steps, 30 steps in a month. I don't care how many steps you're doing. There are 3 steps in everything. The first step is awareness. So to be aware of something is the very first step. The second step is choice. To make a choice to do something. What is the choices? What are the options and opportunities we have? And then the third step is the one step that people run from. It's the action step, because action means change. And most of us are highly afraid of change. So a lot of us like to set up camp between the awareness stage and then the choice stage, because we're okay with accepting the fact that our husband is cheating on us. We're okay with accepting the fact that something is wrong at work. We're okay with accepting the fact that, you know what, I think I have an eating disorder. But when we actually have to say, you know what, buddy, we've been married and the way you're treating me is unacceptable, or you know what, I actually need to do something to empower myself and stop this negative eating pattern, or you know what, this job just isn't cut out for me. It's not inspiring me anymore. When we actually have to take the action, that's when our life does change. So this book begins with those 3 steps, and then I go into each of the 8 steps. And the first step is something that most people tell us not to do. It's looking back. Most people say move forward, keep your eyes on the road, don't look back. But looking back is probably one of the best things that we can do. Look how far we have come. Look at some of those traumatic things that we've gotten through. You know, there are things in my own life where I thought they were the end of me. I was not going to make it. And because I look back at them, I'm able to empower myself instead of remain the victim. And we move to the second step, which is awareness of patterns. How do we start? Look at our patterns. You know, the things that are working for us, we continue doing them. But the negative patterns, the things that don't feel so good, we work on changing them. I'm trying to fly through these. Third step is surrender and release. There are so many things we try to control that aren't ours to control. And when we actually surrender this and we release, you know, it's kind of like obsessive compulsive. When we actually release it and say, you know what, if it doesn't make sense right now, maybe it's not supposed to. It's very liberating. Then we go to the fourth step, which is forgiveness. That is a difficult chapter in itself. Most people don't realize that forgiveness has everything to do with us and not so much about the other person. Then we go to the fifth step, which is gratitude. If you don't have gratitude, if you're not experiencing it, practicing it, living and breathing it, that law of attraction and all of those wonderful, abundant things can't find you. Then we go to the sixth step, which is the art of being. Being in the moment, being in your own skin, and practicing it. And then the seventh step is believing and allowing. What do we believe in? And do we put it to practice? Do we practice our faith? It's great to say that we have faith, but to actually put it into practice is a completely different story. And then the very last step, which will automatically link us back to the first step, is hope. Because without hope, we would not be here. Without hope, we would not have radio shows. We would not be listening to radio shows. You know, we wouldn't be moving. So the last step can actually filter right back to the first step, is actually hope. So that's the 8 steps in a nutshell. And that's what the book is about. It kind of guides you and walks you through each step, holding your hand and constantly encouraging you to move within yourself. Most of us have never been there before. We've never gone there.
You know, and really, there's so many, and you have at the very end, you have steps called foods for a thought, so I want to touch on that. But I think it's also important that you do walk your talk. Now, you are an intuitive life coach. You are a life coach for many celebrity clients and regular, ordinary people like myself. But one of the things that I notice about you, and I see it on your postings, it's in your radio show, you really want other people to trust themselves, to love themselves enough to be able to trust their own intuition as well. So I'm hoping, I want to talk about the foods for thought, but I also want to talk about what you do as an intuitive in helping us trust ourselves more, because we don't often hear our own voice, and I think that that's something that you teach others to do so superbly.
Well, we've been taught, whether it was directly or indirectly, we've been taught to listen to everybody else but ourselves. We've been taught to seek professionals. We've been taught that everybody else knows us and knows our lives better than we do. And I have to say, I highly, and hate is a very strong word, but I hate that because, you know, nobody out there knows us better than we know ourselves. So, you know, it actually is, we have to learn to trust ourselves in order to love ourselves, because it's very hard to just jump out there and say, I love myself, now I'm going to trust myself. But, you know, trust is a very big thing for many people. In fact, if you're dealing with trust issues in your relationships, at work, if you're walking around with this, you know, unending deep feeling of guilt, or, you know, that comes from trust issues. And most of the time it's because first we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves to make good decisions. We don't trust ourselves to, you know, act appropriately, respond to life's events. Because why? Because of our patterns. We've taught ourselves that we have failed before. We've taught ourselves, look, here I go eating a candy bar. I don't know how to be healthy. We've taught ourselves, how many of us have made a mistake and told ourselves, you know what, you screw this up every time. I knew you would do this. So, you know, when we start to trust ourselves and we shut that negative voice up, I'm going to invent a box for us to just throw this voice into. Then we can start realizing, oh, my God, how awesome and cool am I? And that's where the love starts to come from. So intuitive life coaching, honestly, is the exact same thing for me as saying I'm a psychic medium. To me, personally, it's my own personal feeling. It sounds a lot better. Unfortunately, in this day and age, most people, you're either in the boat of psychic, you know, mediumship, or you're not. And if you're not, hearing that someone is a psychic medium, it closes the door. But when you say someone is an intuitive life coach, more people are willing to kind of come around and investigate and research it. So intuitive life coaching means you just sit down with me. You don't have to tell me what's going on, where you're at, why you screwed up, what's screwing up in your life. Your guides and your angels actually talk to you about it before you speak to me about it. They just use my mouth to do it. So I just hold the space for your guides to speak to you. Most people do get reprimanded, but then they will automatically follow it up with things that can empower you, personalized. And I mean, these are your guides. You hired them. They know you better. And I have to, a lot of people say, but April, I knew that, or how did you know that? I have to remind people, I don't know you. I've never met you. It's just a really beautiful, natural way that spirit has chosen to communicate and work with us. Miracles have to happen through us because it creates unity and it creates community. If an 8-foot angel sat down to talk to you, most of us would hyperventilate or faint.
So, you know, I would be a little intimidated, I think.
I've asked my guides, I've laid in bed with the sheets up to my nose, and I said, okay, guys, I'm ready to see you. And then I've prayed, please don't, you know, please don't come out, please don't come out. But, you know, most of us are able to handle communication with spirit through each other, through our own inner voice. It's the way that is easiest humanly for us to receive it. That's why we go to church. That's why we go, you know, and we have healing sessions. We listen to radio shows. It's, you know, it's natural that way. So that's intuitive life coaching. Some people have one session. Most people become regulars. They do it biweekly, bimonthly. You know, whenever you feel called to get a kick in the butt or to check in, you know, that's when people will return and schedule a session.
Before we move forward to so many questions that I have for you, can you just give out all the ways that people can connect with you, your websites? I mean, you have a blog. You were recently a speaker for your children's book at a museum, and there's some wonderful pictures. And, you know, being the right brain person I am, I love that you post a lot of pictures everywhere because the visuals just really, you know, get my imagination going. And that's so fun to me to connect in all the different places you are. So give out all of your website and addresses and your radio show as well on CBS.
Sure. First of all of us are grown-up kids. We're grown-up children. We have an inner child. And when we start to live our lives connected as an adult and as a child, we give ourselves room to play, room to mess up, room to get dirty. That's why you respond to the pictures. That's why I use a lot of, you know, stimuli and pictures. And I love to fluff it up in balloons and whistles and, you know, because it gets our attention. Most people can't read a pictureless book. Ironically as that sound, a lot of people can read, but when you start to include pictures and it starts to get your attention a little more. So I love as much balloons and as much fun as I could throw out there, I want to do that. But you can reach me at themovementwithin.com. On Facebook, you just search The Movement Within. You can also reach me at begin@themovementwithin.com is my email. My radio show is live, airs Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CBS Radio, which is newskyradio.com. If you go to themovementwithin.com, on the left side is a link for radio. All the information is there. CBS has really been an amazing experience. It's a great family, wonderful platform to bring more hope and inspiration to the listeners, who I call movers. So those are just a few ways to reach me. My contact information, again, is on the website. I have a personal Facebook page as well for April Claxton, which is pretty much the same thing as the Movement Within page. I just kind of post both things there. But yeah, it would be through the radio, it would be through my website, it would be through Facebook. Facebook would be easiest because it actually comes right to my cell phone. So
and it's a great, and it's a really great community. I just want everybody to know, all the listeners, whether you're listening live or on replay. You know, I think that some of these fan pages can just be too infomercialist, if that's such a word. But what I love about your landing spot is that you have so many great ideas, and you ask a lot of questions, and there's a lot of color, and there's a lot of interaction. It's just a lovely, lovely community, and your dedication and authentic love for each soul that you meet is really obvious there. So I'm just telling everybody to go and like April's page. You're going to love it. But, you know, I'm looking at the time, and I have so many other questions. And one of the things that I know people have been asking me about to ask you about, and you touched on it, is this idea of trusting oneself, and that really self-love is that respect to your own spirit, that, as you said, those guides are speaking to you through all the people, places, and things in your life on a regular basis. So, you know, one of the things that you really do so well is encourage me and the listeners to look at everything in life as a gift, as an opportunity to be something positive instead of something negative. So that, for example, if someone listening is feeling like, you know, I can't believe I did this again, I made a mistake in the past with a relationship that I had or a decision for a job, so therefore I don't trust myself to make a good decision now. But you have something to say to that person who may be feeling that way today, and I would like you to speak to that, because to me, the beauty in your gift and talent is seeing that nothing in life is wasted and that every experience has a purpose and potential to help us become that much better. So can you speak to that if somebody's feeling that way today, that because they made a bad decision before or they perceive it as a bad decision that they can't make a good decision now and they're not trusting themselves?
It's funny because every day on Facebook, the Movement Within page, I do today's theme. I've been doing it for 2 years. Today's theme is bottom of the barrel. And, you know, I'm going to say all of us. I don't care. You know, a lot of people think celebrities have the money and they're off, you know, they get off, you know, they're off the hook. And let me tell you something. Celebrities are people. And all of us have doubts and fears and trust issues. And I don't care if we have money or not. Some of the happiest people I know are people that have minimal money. So, you know, when we're dealing with trust and listening to ourselves, it's extremely, yes, there's a big picture and there's a lot of similarities, but really each of us individually have our own specialized, individual, unique path. And I find that a lot of us stray off that path or make matters worse for ourselves when we try to follow the paths of other people, when we try to go to the beat of someone else's drum. And when we just kind of sit in ourselves and realize, oh, my God, I'm not broken. Oh, my God, I'm not a mistake. You know, when we start just telling ourselves, even, you know, a lot of times we really do complicate things. So when we break it down, I love to break it down. I like to take it from, you know, right down to the Cheerios, right down to, you know, really get it, you know, go down as fine as I can and make it very elementary, very kindergarten, very preschool, because most of us are stuck back there. Most of us still have not connected to our inner child. So when I start to speak to the inner child and break it down, most of us, our ears perk up. So when we break it down and make it as simple as possible, as simple as forcing ourselves to say good things about ourselves, people think, yeah, whatever, I'll do it. No. When you actually, every morning when we get off this show, when you go into the bathroom and you look at yourself in the mirror, you may not believe it right away, but force yourself to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not broken.
So everybody listening now, that's something we have to write down and make sure that we're doing, because I think that that is something we can all benefit from. And that it seems simple, but do you think that maybe if we feel a little quirky, if we feel a little uncomfortable saying that, that maybe that's a good indication of how comfortable we are in our own skin with self-love?
Absolutely. Here's a great test. Stare at yourself in the eyes in the mirror. Most of us can't do it. We turn our head. We become extremely uncomfortable. But when you are looking at your eyes in the mirror, you are looking at God. Think about that. Look, force yourself to look in the mirror. And thoughts are things. Thoughts become things. Things become your life experiences. So if you have to change your thoughts, and you may not believe them at first, the more that you think something, the more you're going to believe it. What you think is what you say. So listen to what you're saying. Force yourself. I always say in my sessions with people, I do affirmation cards. And I love it because when I'm in session, I'm connected, and the cards that are pulled are directly from your guides and your angels. So it's extremely applicable to who I'm reading. And the affirmation, I tell people, I have clients that write it in eyeliner or lipstick on the mirror, put it on a post-it note. When someone cuts you off in the grocery store, instead of thinking, you son of a blah, 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 I want you to replace that immediately with the affirmation. almost become like a robot, and someone cuts you off in the car or someone really upsets you on TV, you know what, just say, I'm not broken. All of a sudden you distract yourself, and distraction from negativity is paramount, because the negativity is there. We can validate it. In fact, most of us spend our entire day focusing on what is wrong in us, in our lives, and around us. So when we take control of what we can and start to plug in these positive things, and this is where the hard part is. The hard part is actually doing these little things, because once we do them, it becomes easy. Debbie Neutile, I have a team of women under me. There's four of us. It's the Inspire team on the Movement Within website. And each of us individually have our own companies and our own things, our own movements. But we come together, and we're there for the movers. Each one of them have their own pages on the website, and they each really do some amazing individual things. But Debbie Neutile, I swear, is like the queen of manifestation. Her personal story has just been, it's just become a part of Doreen Virtue's newest book, Saved by an Angel. And, you know, Debbie says, no, all this stuff is easy. And sometimes I challenge her and I say, I'm so sorry, but what I'm going through right now isn't easy at all. And she'll say, but April, if you just do these little things, it becomes easier. The practice part is the difficult part. I always say, if you are dealing with something and it's ending in ing, it's because you're in it. You're still learning. You're practicing. So it's not easy. But once you keep practicing it, it becomes easy. Then you start really manifesting and, you know, playing with the law of attraction. And then it gets fun. But, you know, and in a habit, they say what? You do something seven times in a row and it becomes a habit. So force yourself to break the bad habits and start to plug in some of these tools, some of these positive habits that will change your life. They will change your perceptions and they will change your experiences.
Wow. And, you know, I really think that's so fun. Just write it with the lipstick. I don't know about the guys being able to do that, but, you know, it really puts the action with the feeling,
yes,
and the thought. It really makes it more powerful to do it that way as well. And, you know, a lot of people learn visually. A lot of people learn, you know, through auditory, and some people are tactile, but, you know, the more we can engage all the senses that God gave us, the more powerful those change agents, I guess, can really take hold. So you really want to make sure that everything that you do is a conscious and deliberate thought, because, you know, our self-talk really is powerful. And if we can just get into that habit, as you said, to maybe it's that thought that you put up, that affirmation for the day. And I love those affirmation cards that you have on your fan page. But maybe it's just taking that one thought all day long when you have those moments where you want to go to that negative thinking. You just replace it with that, no matter what is going on.
Yeah.
And see how you feel. And, you know, just try that and see the difference it makes. Now, for somebody who maybe feels that they can't make a good decision because maybe they feel they made a bad decision, how would you help someone work through that? Maybe it was a bad relationship and they're afraid to, you know, get married again or take a different career path. How do you help someone move past that fear from the past and use it as a stepping stone to springboard a better future?
Well, for first, you know, for each individual person, the root of why they feel that way could be very different. So when I'm working with individuals, intuitively I start to go deep. I go into mom energy. I go into things that happened when they were 14 with dad. And these don't have to be big traumatic things. These could be, you know, a very embarrassing moment in high school that, you know, subconsciously hit you and has stayed with you. 'Cause that's the stuff we build upon. So for people who have a hard time trusting their decision-making process, it really comes down to, first of all, get out of your own way. Stop putting yourself in the middle of your goal, what you want. Write down okay, what do I want? I want healthy relationships. I want a creative, inspiring, growing, expansive job. I want to be enlightened. I want to be free. I want to be happy. Make a list of the things you want. And then look at all of this, you know, look at the bad decision that you just made, you know, and realize right now where you're at is the best place to be, because it's the only place that you could change. We are supposed to make bad decisions. We're supposed to make bad decisions. We have been doing it for thousands upon thousands of years, lifetime after lifetime. And the best thing about you, your listeners, all of the people that are tapped in, turned on to this vibration, it means that we have done so many things right to bring us to this point in this lifetime where we come together. So, you know what? You do not have to use your bad decisions to mark you. Your bad decisions do not make you who you are, okay? They are there to, life happens for us, it doesn't happen to us. So when we start to use our bad decisions as stepping stones, as positive things, as, you know, I mean, if you read the Hope chapter in the 8-step book, I go into deep personal stuff about my past, and a lot of people that deal with addictions, and it's not just drug and alcohol addictions. I'm talking about addictions to cell phones, to texting, to Facebook, any distractions. A lot of people that are dealing with addictions have deeper issues that they're not comfortable with accepting. They just don't even know how they feel about certain things. They didn't even know that they had a voice or the ability or the right to feel a certain way about a situation. Some of us don't even give ourselves the space to process things. We automatically jump through it and move on. So, you know, people that are dealing with bad decisions, you know what? Welcome to life. Welcome to being human. All of us. Welcome to my life. All of us make bad decisions, thank God, because we are able to teach each other how not to do it again. We're able, you know, how many of us have made a bad decision only to arrive in that spot again, and then we think, gosh darn it, didn't I just do this? What does that tell you? You've arrived again in this spot. How can you do it differently? You know, you are back to this space for a reason. How can you now say, gosh, I know now how to do it better. I know now that I actually need to call on somebody to help me. I know now that I'm moving. I'm moving in my life. I'm doing something right. So, you know, people that make bad decisions are every single individual on this planet. Don't feel so isolated. You know, a lot of us feel rejection. A lot of us feel, and this comes from the self-esteem, a lot of us feel it's just me against the world. Only I'm the only person that's ever dealt with abuse. I'm the only person that's ever felt violated. And the more that we do that, we isolate ourselves from the rat race. We isolate ourselves from our own, you know, individual growth and expansion. So when we start to say, you know what, thank God that I've made some bad decisions. Thank God that I'm screwing up. You know, we realize we are like everybody else. Did that help answer the question?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting all this candy O'Donnell's in the chat room. You know, wow, she's such an incredible speaker. I am telling you, April, I've been looking forward to this for months, and I know that, you know, people who are listening, you know, we have a lot of people that download on iTunes to replay, but I'm just encouraging anybody and everyone to make sure, first of all, you have to get to April's fan page. You have to go to her blog, get her newsletter, sign up. If you want to hire her for some intuitive counseling and some other things, that's great. Make sure you connect with her radio show. But really, you know, the big blessing here is sharing April's wisdom with a friend. I think so many of us suffer really a spiritual sickness of, as you said throughout the show, people feel broken. And there's not anything that I haven't asked you today that you haven't discussed, and I think all the listeners would agree, where you haven't been able to take that in a most beautiful, seamless way to be a positive. And hey, welcome to the human race. That's another thing that I love about you, April, is that, you know, we're all in this together. And there is nothing There's nothing that can't be used to help us step into our greatness and be something better, and in the process, helping other people be better, too. We're out of time, and, you know, we have such a packed chat room, and you'll have to come back on again. Would you do that for us?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's the final thought that you want to leave with people? Because we are in our last minute. Can you believe it? Oh,
yes. Really quick, my book, The Power of Self-Love, a mini book, because a little goes a long way. If you go to movementwithin.com and you sign up for the newsletter, you actually can download that whole book for free. So I want to give that to the listeners. Please take advantage of that. It's a great book. When you connect to your inner child, you're connecting to God. All of us are God beings. We are light source. We are universal, expanding beings. We are energetically connected to this beautiful earth and each other. And when we start to let go and let life, we can let in. So I want to thank you for being a part of this awesome show. You are amazing. And, you know, if anybody wants to contact me, again, themovementwithin.com, begin at themovementwithin.com. I do sessions via Skype, via telephone, and, you know, one-on-one in person as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hear the little blog talk lady saying we're out of time, so I just want you to know, big love through the airwaves. I just love and adore you, and I know that everybody else is saying the same thing. So let's all, you know, get connected again with April in all those places and get that free ebook that she's been so kind to share. And thank you, thank you, thank you, April. You are making such a difference in helping us get self-love and self-esteem and to move within. And we just love and appreciate you. And God bless you and continue your wonderful, wonderful work. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, remember, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Goodbye and make it a great day. Lots of love.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.